city, starts with an S.
Oh, Savannah, sure.
And the person who discovered America, Christopher
Columbus, supposedly. I don't think he did.
What are two of the biggest cities in Louisiana?
New Orleans. No, New Orleans. And what was the other one? Baton Rouge.
Huh?
Baton Rouge. But I doubt if Baton Rouge is really all that much bigger than Shreveport anymore.
What's the country that Belfast is in?
Germany.
And the country where they're fighting with the Catholics and Protestants?
Ireland.
And Paris is in?
France.
And Moscow?
Germany.
Or
Russia.
And say we're planning to meet somewhere, I say, well, you don't need to hurry. If I get there first, I'll
wait on you.
And if you're about to punish a child, you might ask you not to punish him. Just give him one more
chance.
And someone who's always smiling and always has a funny side of things, he's got a good sense of
personality, he has a good sense of humor.
And you say, we've got termites now, but I'm sure the exterminating company will get
rid of them.
And say a child left her pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there. You'd say, I bet somebody
stole my pencil.
Anything else you'd say?
Took my pencil, or borrowed my pencil.
And you say, I have just bought him a letter.
Just written him a letter.
And yesterday he
answered my letter, he wrote me a letter.
And tomorrow I'll
write again.
And you put the letter in the envelope, then you take out your pen and you
address it.
Did you ever hear an old-fashioned way of saying that?
Address?
Uh-huh.
Uh-uh. Address, maybe.
What about back the letter?
No.
And you say, I was going to write it, but I didn't know his
address.
And if a child learned something new, like maybe learned to whistle, you want to know where she learned it, you'd ask her who?
Who taught you to whistle?
And something that a child plays with, you'd call
a toy.
What would you call something a small child plays with, like a baby plays with?
A rattle.
Did you ever say a play pretty?
Yeah, play pretty.
What's the difference between a play pretty and a toy?
None.
You think
it's the same.
Of a play pretty is for a small child, or does it matter?
No. I would think of a play pretty as being something small.
Such as?
Well, just anything that was small. So it could be for, it is for a child,
mm-hmm.
You know. But it could be for a pretty good sized child as well as a baby. And so when I say play pretty, I think of something small.
Mm-hmm. The child is always running and telling on the other children.
He's a tattletale.
Would you use that word about a grown up?
Yes. Tattletale. Or gossip. Or I would say he's a gossip or he's a tattletale.
That means about the same?
Yeah. Really? To me it does.
If you wanted to brighten up your room for a party and you had a lot of things growing out in your yard, you'd go out and
bring them in.
Go out and what would people have planted in their yard?
Flowers.
You'd go out and
cut the flowers.
Or if you didn't say
or pick the flowers.
Okay. And you'd say, you can't get through there because the highway department had their machines in earlier and now the road's all.
It's all messed up. It's all muddy or torn up or.
And you give someone a bracelet and you want to see how it looks on it, you say go ahead and
try it on.
Or put it on.
Or put it on.
And I might ask you what's new and you might say, oh.
Nothing.
And I say, oh, there must be. There's got to be.
Something new or I don't know.
And you say he moved here in 1960 and he's lived here ever
since or all his life.
And you say that wasn't an
no,
accident.
Ever since. We're right.
That wasn't an accident. He did that
on purpose.
And Jesus said, I'm with you
always.
And you say she caught him with a big knife.